Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show once again. I'm Bobby Elias. Our show is Let's Create a Better World, also Healthy Aging, Body, Mind, Spirit, New Unique Ways, the latest in research, scientific reports about how you can live longer, how you can live healthier, no matter what age you are. And also as far as the solutions for the world problems, we're going to be doing a lot of that this month because it's Earth Day, Earth Week, Earth Month. So a lot of great activities here. Thank you so much. I'm honored to be your host here, and I'm very privileged to have you as our listeners. Thank you so much for calling. We have a unique method of naturopath work by Dr. Nathan Rabb. He's our guest today. We're going to be talking about diet, food, supplements, vitamins, exercise, different methods, and also how you keep a positive mind. Dr. Rabb has been a naturopath for quite a few years. He's been on the show before, and his unique ways is more of a humanistic way of dealing with people. He works with a lot of people of color. He himself is an African-American and works with the poor, works with many people of color, disabled people, and instead of using the traditional medical method, he uses more of a holistic naturopath method, and even his naturopath method is different than most. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Let me just let you know that when I introduce him, but right now let me just tell you that we have some exciting things coming up. Next week we have a prostate doctor. He's not a doctor, he's actually a healer, a holistic healer that healed himself of prostate cancer some 10, 12 years ago, I believe it was, and he's doing well now. He put together a great DVD interviewing over 50 medical research scientific people to talk about prostate, different methods of healing. It's a great, great DVD. He does great work. He's going to talk to us about prostate from A to Z. Men, you want to listen to this. Men are now getting prostate as early as their 30s. Many in their 40s, a lot in their 50s, and on, it gets worse as they age. And the American system of the diet has something to do with it. Stress has something to do with it. All the things that we're going to talk about on this show with Dr. Rabb all contribute to a better life, less disease, healthier mind, body, and spirit. All right, we've got Earth Day coming up. In 2 weeks, we have another show. That would be the 23rd of this month. As I said, our Dr. Rabb will be on the 16th of the month of April. But on the 23rd, we're going to talk about Earth Day, climate change. We have some special guests lined up. We'll let you know as we go along. All right, I'm very excited to be with you again, as I said, and I'm excited to have one of my favorite people. Dr. Rabb is a really, truly caring, loving, holistic naturopath that uses some of the greatest methods you could ever heard of, methods that we talk about on this show, but he puts them all together, and he teaches people how they can heal themselves. Dr. Rabb, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm Bobby. I'm doing great.
You're always doing great. I'm one of your fans. I enjoy you and your work and your methods. So let's get right into it. First, if you could tell our listeners how you got into this work and a little bit about what you do.
I've been asked to do that many times, and I used to attempt to, you know, in a dialogue that they could understand, explain how this happened. But, you know, eventually I go back to saying this was something that was ordained before I arrived on this earthly plane, and because it took me about 36 years to really get into that. I was in the aviation industry for years, worked for an airline, worked post office when I first got out of the Navy. So my path to this point led me in many different areas. Started a school at the age of 4, graduated from high school at 15, was too young to do anything but go to college, but went 1 year, mixed in with the wrong crowd, and my father, you know, finally agreed to sign so I could join the Navy because I told him I wanted to go and grow up. and he knew I needed to do some of that. So that was, you know, that's how all this started. But even then, you know, God has a plan for each of us before we get here. So prior to my conception, being in the womb, you know, somewhere down the line, this was going to happen. So I don't try to say I did it for this or I did this. I was working as an aircraft mechanic for Continental Airlines, and it was a great job. You had travel perks, all that kind of thing. Then I was introduced to herbal medicine. Now, growing up on the farm in Carolina, my mother used a lot of herbs, and my father. I mean, she would pull up some weeds that, I mean, it was bitter as all get out, but she would make a tea, and she would give them to us, and it would get rid of our problem. So that was an indoctrination for me, but, you know, I couldn't wait to get away from all that old home remedy stuff. So when I got in the military, and, you know, there was the pharmaceuticals and whatever, because I didn't do much of that growing up because they used natural remedies. And right. So after being in the aviation industry for a number of years, the path, you know, it finally got to that point where I was introduced to a holistic doctor here in Los Angeles, like his place is in Compton, and he's still there, Dr. Goss. And you know, it just, iridology, something about the whole process of being able to look at somebody's eyes and, you know, and not diagnose diseases, but see weaknesses, things that needed addressing. And that's what kind of, I guess that captured me and brought me full spectrum into what God had intended for me to really do. Being a humanitarian, someone who really cares about people, and I'm not patting myself on the back, that's just who I am. And so I started down that path and just started, it just captivated me. And I started seeking knowledge. I started with Dr. John Christopher, Dr. Richard Schultz, Dr. Goss, Dr. Willoughby. Just a bunch of people, read everybody's books, Dean Griffin, Back to Eden. I think everybody starts there somewhere. And over the years, this has been going on now since 1979. So I've been involved in the natural health movement for close to 40 years and had great success. You know, you can't save everybody. Some people come to you too late for you to help them, because mine is more of a teaching and teaching people how to eat better, how to clean up the body, you know, how to detox to get health back. And we've helped some people who had serious issues. We've helped people who have mild issues. I don't back away from any of them, but I always let them know that we do not treat diseases. We teach people how to get well. And that's by teaching them the methods and supplying them with the products that they need to make that happen. So that's what's been my life now for the past close to 40 years. And I still love it as much as I always did. I don't have this thing in mind about I'm getting older and I want to retire. No, I retired back in 94 when I left McDonnell Douglas. And that was retiring for me, because what I'm doing now, I will do as long as God gives me the strength and the mindset, and I work every day on my body to make sure that I can maintain that level of competence so that I can continue to do what is my, you know, my ordained ministry, which is health and healing.
You are truly a great humanitarian that cares. You really believe in your work and everything that you learned and care about people. I know that for a fact. I'm speaking to Dr. Nathan Rabb. For our listeners, I'm Bobby Elias of Let's Create a Better World and Healthy Aging. We're talking about aging today. We're talking about how herbs and weeds, how his mother, I want to go into that in just a minute. We're talking about naturopath, his unique method of naturopath. We're going to talk about diabetes, brain work, memory loss, heart disease, cancers, detoxing, cleansing. And if we can, I'd like to also ask you about iridology. So there's a lot of little things we can cover if we can in this whole hour. And I want to give you the whole hour, Dr. Brad, because you have a lot of information, and I really, really enjoy everything that you have to say. For our listeners, I met Dr. Rabb back about 3.5 years ago. He came to one of our Gary Noll meetings. I had a meeting set up at an African-American vegan restaurant called Stuff I Eat, and he was the featured speaker, the only speaker, and he had brought some of his people. The restaurant brought some of their people, and I brought people from our Gary Noll Health Support Group, which I ran and still run. And he was just wonderful. I mean, he's got some loyal. I talked to some of your patients, and they just love you because you do such great work, and that enamored me towards you and your work, and how I also met Dr. Peggy Martin, who works with you at many times. But let's get into our first one. You talked about your mother and weeds and herbs, how she, that's a great way to grow up, learning that from your mother and watching how they do it in the Carolinas. This was back in the 50s and even the 40s when you were a young man. Tell us more about the herbs and weeds and what she did and how that inspired you, please.
Well, there were, you know, different situations, like seasonal. South Carolina, it's still very seasonal. The climates, you know basically which one you're in. It's not like here in California where, you know, in the wintertime, sometimes we're in the 60s and, you know, sometimes higher than that. Carolina, in the winter, it was cold. In the summer, it was hot. In the spring, you know, it was real season. And so we would, you know, as these seasons would change, if your system was a little bit weak for whatever reason, you would get a cold. It's like we used to think, well, I caught a cold. No, your body had to have have what was in it necessary to make this cold happen, which you had accumulated mucus. And we were eating a lot of foods that were acid forming, and we didn't really know about proper food combining. But my mother, our father, either one, would not let us eat and drink at the same time. Once you finish, now you can drink, which I teach people now, you have to wait a while after eating, you know, up to a couple of hours if you want the food to digest properly. But at that time, we could drink as soon as we finished, and which, you know, still interrupted or interfered with the proper digestive process. So we would get colds in the winter because it was really cold. I mean, ice would be pushing up through the dirt. You know, that's how cold it would get. It would get down into single digits. But usually it would stay in the, you know, like 15 degrees, 20. You know, we didn't have the freezing. We didn't have any sub-zero stuff. But you get a cold, your nose running or whatever. And my father would go right out in the woods there. He would get pine needles. And he would boil those pine needles. And all I know is at the time it had like that piney flavor, sort of like a lemony almost. And it worked. It helped with the coughing. It helped with that. And also my mother would do onions and molasses. We, you know, grew sugar cane, so we made our own molasses. So she would make a cough syrup or a remedy out of that. And we would have to take that. Now, we didn't like any of this. You know, I mean, we were children. We just thought it was horrible stuff. But it kept us, you know, it got us well and kept us well. We didn't miss school because we were sick. And so that was a lot of that. There was whorehound. I never forget. Whorehound was so bitter. But it's an excellent lung herb, whorehound, and mullein and things like that. But she would go get this whorehound and make whorehound tea. She would also make something we call whorehound candy. It was still a medicinal, but she would make it with the molasses and the whorehound, and she would heat it up to a point where it would crystallize, you know, like that's not the way they make candy. And then, now we didn't mind that because it wasn't so bad, but it still had the whorehound in there, and it would still do the same thing. If we were working in the cotton field, and you said, well, I have a headache because I wanted to get out of the field, she would pull up some leaves off the cotton stalk, stick them in my headband, and say, you'll be fine. And the things always worked, even though we didn't want to admit it, because we didn't want to do it, you know, but we had sense enough to listen. And I remember stepping on a nail once, and my father got some kerosene and just placed it over the thing, and I didn't go get a tetanus shot. And fine to this day, I'm still here. I'll be 74 in July. So that was the lifestyle. We raised everything we ate. We had gardens. You know, we would make teas out of different kind of plants. It was just a lifestyle of living without the aid of medical doctors. I don't remember ever going to a medical doctor until I went in the Navy. And, you know, that's all we had then. I couldn't do home remedies. And so that was a life in the early days. And, you know, you would step on a nail, you'd cut something. I had cut myself a foot with an axe once. And same thing, you just put some, and I didn't know about the cayenne pepper then. Because if I'd known about cayenne pepper, we could have just packed cayenne pepper on then, it would have stopped the bleeding. But he still stopped it. He said, you know, he knew how to do all of that. That was things that they learned from their parents and said they didn't go to school to learn it. It was things that they did, you know.
Right.
And we have lost those traditions now. Everybody, I mean, people get a little problem now. They run somewhere and get some drugs. You still don't need those. You know, in an emergency, you do what you need to do. But we have to stop creating these emergencies, because that's what really happens when you don't take care of your health properly. You're setting the stage for an emergency. And then you end up somewhere you don't need to be, getting something you don't really need to have. And so we have a lot of people that are succumbing to the side effects of the treatments they get versus some disease taking them out.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, you know, Dr. Rabb, you grew up in South Carolina, as you just said. And the last time you were on this show, a year and three months ago, it was during the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King and the celebrations for him. And we talked about that briefly. And I want to mention, you mentioned a little something about that, how you grew up and how, because when you grew up in South Carolina, they used to have at the state capitol, and only until a few months ago, did they have the Confederate flag flying right there, South Carolina.
Yeah.
So that, and the whole South has been extremely racist. I know, I've traveled down there. But Dr. Martin Luther King was a great man. Tell our listeners about South Carolina, Dr. Martin Luther King, briefly, though, because I want to move on to a lot of good questions, if you could, please.
Yeah, well, let me share this. And yes, it was segregated there. I went to an all, you know, black school and never went to any other school like that. Even when I went to college that one year, it was South Carolina State in Orangeburg. It was all black. But my father was, he was the president of the local NAACP chapter in Jenkinsville. Jenkinsville is a small place. It's not a city. It's not even a town. It's just a small community place. I think they do have a couple of sidewalks now and a traffic signal even. But back then, none of that existed. It was cotton fields, corn fields, peanuts. You know, it was farming.
Farmer.
And my father, we were a little fearful because we had heard about the Emmett Till situation and the Ku Klux Klan and, you know, heard about him in like Mississippi and other places, but we didn't, you know, South Carolina, I mean, you know, the attitudes were basically the same there, but for some reason, my father was respected by some of the senators there, and because he had one, I know, used to come and bring him fruit every Christmas, even after my father was out of the whole political arena. But he was the president of NAACP, and he was respected. He was a minister, a carpenter, a farmer. But I just always remembered the white people in the community. He was always respected by, you know, all people. So it gave me some type of a, you know, you say, we wanted, who's your idol? Well, my father was mine. It wasn't some sports figure. It was my dad.
Wow.
And I just always, you know, I said I can't be him, but, you know, I had some of his traits. And sometimes I regret some of that because I let people take advantage of me on occasion when I shouldn't. But, you know, your heart goes out to somebody who may be suffering, but sometimes they're pulling the wool over your eyes. So you have to be very careful. But Dr.
Right.
King, I remember, you know, hearing about Dr. King when he really got involved with the bus boycott and all that. You know, we start hearing more about that with Rosa Parks situation. And he was always, like you said, he was a champion for justice. And he never talked about just black people. He talked about
everyone.
You know, coming together, you know, commune,
being
a community. Because things aren't going to work so good when you have somebody hating over here and you know, fear-mongering over here and you know, you're like, you're three-fifths of a citizen, like I think is still in the books. But he was out there on the front line, marching, getting stuff thrown on him, getting beat, getting whatever.
Right.
And he continued to do that. I did have an opportunity to visit the church in Atlanta where he had ministered for a while. I think it's Ebenezer. And, you know, just some of the history that was there in that building and, you know, a connection. But having grown up in it, I had a real strong notion of what segregation was, because there were times when, you know, not a lot of personal assaults that I ever have by, but it was just the way you were treated, you know, like you were less than, you know, you weren't equal. And, you know, it's a harsh lesson for anyone, and it even subjugates some people to accepting that as their lot in life. I'm not as good as this. I never had that attitude even then. I knew there was a dividing line between us, but when I went in the military, I was in a company with guys that were all nationalities. We had Hispanics, we had some Indians, we had blacks, we had whites, and everybody got along. And but we learned to, because there was some little things at first. Every now and then somebody would let something slip out that shouldn't have been. But all in all, we got to be close in there, because we were sleeping in the same bunk, you know, same barracks. And so you had to leave some of that stuff behind. That was, you know, after they had desegregated the military, because initially, you know, you worked together.
That's right.
So, but I always remember Dr. King as being someone who was a very eloquent speaker, and when he spoke, even though he was attempting to get some recognition for his people, he talked about people, period. It was about, because, you know, segregation is not good for anybody. You need to be able to have, you know, mix, mingle, do things. You don't have to live with me, but, you know, we shouldn't be enemies. You know, we should be able to get along.
Yes, we're all the human race, and we need to work together. Dr.
Right,
King was great.
Right.
And the reason I bring up Dr. King, Dr. Rabb, is because he, on April 4th, a few days ago, was the anniversary, I think it was the 48th anniversary of his death at the big hotel over there in Tennessee. I believe he was there for a garbage, to help the garbage workers strike, and they were going through boy problems. Anyway, let's move on to our subjects. For our listeners, this is Dr. Nathan Rabb, a great naturopath who's got a lot of great stories, and this is why I love to talk to him. And I've worked with him, and I see how this man works with people. Even if they have a little less money, he'll take him in and help them, because he really cares. I do a lot of that because I work with the Gary Noel Health Support Group, and we have people that have problems that can't go to Gary Noel. So I'm a nutritionist, and I do his work out here. And sometimes I call people like Dr. Rabb for advice. So I'm really very happy to have you, Dr. Rabb. But let's get into our subject matter, naturopath. There's two things I want to, if you could talk about. One is, what is a naturopath? And you have a different, unique method of, as a naturopath. Could you explain those two things, please?
Well, naturopathy means working with the body with all natural substances, no invasion of the body. You might do an enema on someone or whatever, but other than that, you're not cutting, you know, into the body. For enemas, the orifice is already there. You're just doing something to help flush some of the waste out, because often a person is constipated, they can't move, or there's a situation where you need to get waste out of the body quickly to change the condition of the body. But we deal strictly with the body and certain body signs. Some of the things I picked up from other cultures. The Chinese had a certain way of looking at the skin, the lines in your face, and whatever. So it's all natural, and you read the body. Like even with iridology, it was an iris analysis. It wasn't for diagnosing, because here in this country, if you were caught diagnosing someone, reading, you know, looking at the eyes, then you could go to jail. Well, I learned early on in that study of iridology that if you can't prove something, and you can't prove it by looking at the eye, you can see the signs, and you know what the sign says, that there's a weakness in that area. It doesn't say it's a disease. It says it's a weakness. But, you know, we look at, well, everything that's weak, that's a disease. No. Dis-ease means simply that part of the body is not at ease. So it's at dis ease. You know, it's not, it doesn't have to have a name. It's just a part of the body that's uncomfortable. It's not functioning properly. It's not, the lymphatic system isn't moving the waste out of that area. So it's building up. And there's more toxins that build up in an area, and it short circuits the body's ability to stay healthy. The immune system gets compromised, and the more waste you accumulate, then you start having inflammation. Inflammation is associated with just about everything you can think of when it comes to problems in the human body. And so our job is to do the things that will help the body, not take over the body like you do with pharmaceuticals, but to assist the person and so they can assist the body in restoring it to its normal function in place, where the lymphatics are moving properly, removing excess fat, excess sludge, excess waste. The bloodstream is doing its thing by transporting the oxygen into the different parts of the body, because if you don't have oxygen going through, then you're going to have pain and problems. Blood proteins trapped, and you have fluid flooding the spaces around the cells. It's called the interstitial spaces around the cells. It's like a, you can imagine a castle with the moat. And the moat is filled with water and probably got crocodiles in it or alligators or something to keep you from trying to swim over to the castle. But the only way you can go is have access if they lower the drawbridge and let you in. Well, the cell has a membrane, and that membrane protects the interior part of the cell from what's supposed to stay on the outside, which is, in this case, we're talking about minerals here. The interior of the cell, you have potassium, magnesium, and calcium. And on the outside, you have sodium. So that each cell has something called a sodium-potassium pump. And as long as that system is working properly and the refuse is leaving and the good stuff is getting in, the body is healthy. And that's what we work with people to do, bring them back to a place where that's happening. We don't want a lot of hormonal-induced stresses because that damages the cellular membrane. Free radicals damage the cellular membrane. And when you damage the cellular membrane, you cause one of two things. You cause the cell to mutate or it'll die, one or the other. Mm-hmm. And if you have a lot of mutating cells, then you end up with what we call cancer and a lot of other issues, autoimmune deficiency problems, arthritis. You know, your autoimmune system isn't working great. And so by detoxing the body up the proper way, starting with the bowel and then the liver and the urinary tract, the respiratory, you're working on the body. The programs that we use at my service here, we work on the body. It's detoxing the body. It's not doing it in pieces. You know, allopathic medicine, they'll treat this today and that next week and side effects set up, and next thing you know, you have enough drugs to open your own pharmacy. But naturopathic medicine, and there are naturopathic doctors who are licensed primary care physicians. I'm not in that category. That was not my interest. And so I'm a traditional naturopath. I mean, we still do it the old way, and the old way works just as well as it ever did. But a lot of our people have drifted to the other side because they're too busy eating at what I call eating at the trough, meaning they eat anything and everything, anywhere. Mm-hmm. And they're acquiring a lot of toxins into the body, and it's setting them up for, you know, certain things to happen, certain maladies. And rather than come here and get a detox and clean it up and reverse this and start eating better, they take the quick route to the doctor and get some pharmaceuticals, and right. That's how it starts. And then you look a few years later, and I have people come in here that have a bag of 15 drugs, two pages, you know, and they're taking them all first thing in the morning. That is totally,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? That doesn't work. You know, any doctor who would continue to give a person drugs when they got already have 16 or 17 they're taking. I mean, to me, that's criminal.
Yes, it is.
And you're killing them.
Yeah, that's, wow. Yeah. That's some, you know, there's so much to all that. Let's get to, I'm speaking to Dr. Nathan Rabb. This is Bobby Elias of Let's Create a Better World. And we're going to talk about right now, we've got about 6-7 things I'd like to ask him about, so we're going to move along fast here. We'll talk about heart disease, brain problems, and memory loss, diabetes, iridology. I want to ask you about that as we go along, detoxing, cleansing, and more. So let's see how we can do these briefly. First of all, tell our listeners about the heart, why it goes bad, and what some of the methods that you tell people on how to heal their heart or how to keep their heart in good shape.
Well, the way it goes bad is we are overloading our bodies with substances that were never designed to be consumed as food by the human body. And a lot of this is sold in stores, on the shelves, processed foods. You know, you can go and get some of these packages out of supermarkets and there's nothing alive in it. I mean, it's nothing there that's real. It's all artificial. It's made up. And if it had any of the original, say you have a lot of corn products out here, corn starches, a lot of things that shouldn't have corn anywhere near it have corn starch in it. A lot of the bread supplies they have where you can make some kind of bread has corn starch in it. So a lot of additives. And also the GMO effect now is right. Getting heavily in this country and in, you know, some countries, I think Russia, they just said, out of here, you're not giving in here. But here, it's allowed here. And so that's why a lot of people get ill, because they're not eating real food. Real food is food that still it looks, tastes, and has the same nutritional value it had when it came from the earth or it grew from the tree. Things that grow from the ground and instead of, you know, things that you made in a factory somewhere, are you
right.
Adulterated so much by changing it? And then you say, well, we take this out, and then we add this back. We'll enrich it. You can't make it better than it was. You know, these things weren't designed to, once it's harvested, you have to eat it. I mean, that's just the way it is. If refrigeration, you can keep it a little while longer. But it wasn't designed to sit on a shelf. I mean, natural wholesome foods will not sit on your shelf or anywhere else for long periods. They're going to rot. Why? The enzymes in them will start digesting the substance. That's the way it happens.
Right. Okay, let's get on to something else here. You know, I just want to add to what you said about genetically engineered foods. You said Russia. Absolutely. Russia does not allow it in there. But I've got some other countries in the northern part of above most of Europe, and that's Holland. That's Denmark, Finland, and many more, Sweden. And there's about 6, 7, 8 countries that do not allow, in that same area, don't even allow genetic right. engineers in the country, let alone have them labeled. And not only that, they don't allow Coca-Cola in there. And you and I both know Coca-Cola is very, very bad. That's not only full of sugar, but you can use that to tear up a piece of meat. You can use it to clean your battery cables. So Coca-Cola is horrible bad, really bad. It's actually cleaning out, it's doing damage to your insides. Anyway, let's move on here. Let's get to another question here, unless you want to add something to that. But let's talk about the brain and memory loss. Two subjects, let's put them both in one, because we have a lot to cover here. Brain and memory loss. Tell us about that.
One of the main things that happened to people that causes what we call dementia, it still comes from eating eating a lot of processed foods. Because anything that isn't real and doesn't have a lot of, you know, natural vitamins and all the natural, all of that, is going to cause a buildup somewhere. What we have now is a lot of people are taking calcium. Doctors tell them, oh, you're getting women, especially postmenopause. You got to start taking more calcium because you're losing it. And what they're prescribing for them is not more green leafy plants or more calcium-rich foods or something like algae, the algae that grows on the rocks, which is called AlgaeCal. And one of the best sources of calcium you can find, plant-based, they're getting bone meal, dolomite, eggshell, oyster shell. Your body absolutely cannot assimilate any of that. And so the adrenal gland, being the gland that has to do with the processing or absorption of it, then you beat it down. The thyroid gets weak because it's a lot of radiation in the system now in the air, and those two glands work together to metabolize things. So when they're weak, and we have an epidemic of people who have hypothyroidism, and they're not being treated with natural things to heal it, like coconut oil or things of that nature, they're put on all these Synthroids and Lovotin and all this different chemicals. We're going to fix anything. They just kind of mask the symptoms. So this is what we're going through. We're going through a lot of denatured, adulterated stuff. It settles in the brain. The gray matter starts, you know, getting more gray, and you start to have damaged brain cells, you know. And one of the things that's very, very good for helping to restore these brain cells is extra virgin, cold-pressed or expeller-pressed, unrefined coconut oil. And coconut oil has medium-chain triglycerides. We have a lot.
Coconut oil does a lot of things. Oh, boy, that is great.
Coconut oil will clog up your arteries. It never did that. It never did that. But it's somehow every time there's something that good that comes along, somebody comes out and beats it down because they don't want you doing that. What do they push on us? Saturated fats. Are these, what is it? It's not homogenized. It's hydroxy. You know, they use the hydrogen in with these oils and hydrogenate it. And that stuff was creating havoc in people's bodies. But that's what was substituted for the coconut oil, margarine instead of butter. You're better off going and get your cow, milk the cow, churn the butter, eat the butter. But once the milk is pasteurized and homogenized and goes through all of that, what you have now is something that doesn't work well in your body. And margarine it leaves like plastic in your arteries. So this is why we have this. We have a lot of arteries are clogged in the carotid arteries. You can't get proper blood flow to the head. You can't get proper oxygen up there. And so that community has to stay healthy in your brain because the brain controls everything that goes on in your body. Digestion, everything is controlled by the brain. The brain sends nerve impulses out continuously. And when those nerve impulses run into blockages and they can't get to the certain area that they're supposed to stimulate, then we start having more and more problems. So I know people who are doing coconut oil now, taking a couple of tablespoons twice a day, the 93% and higher MCTs. It never gets thick and solid. It always stays liquid. And they are recovering. They're getting rid of dementia and getting, you know, where the brain works better because that coconut oil has so many medicinal purposes, so many. It's one of the most amazing nuts there is. So that's how, if more people start doing that, we'd have less brain issues. Or if we were doing it on a daily basis, then we wouldn't have a lot of these problems.
And a lot of this causes memory, short-term memory for people that are getting to age, and even as young as in their 40s and late 30s. People are beginning to get more and more forgetful.
The brain is calcifying. I mean, you know, you're putting a lot of stuff in the body that was, like I say, it's not real food, and so it's like eating cement. It just hardens things. Arteries get hard. You have people dying from heart attacks and strokes in their 30s and 40s.
Yes, you know, I want to move on to sugar and diabetes and how they work together and causing problems for so many people. It's one of the fastest growing sicknesses and diseases in the world, and in this country especially. You also mentioned the air, how it's getting bad. In the next few weeks, this show, our show, Let's Create a Better World, is going to be talking about the environment and global warming, climate change, because this is Earth Week, Earth Day, Earth Month, and the air is just polluted with so many horrible things. The world is not what it was when you were a young man back in the 50s and even the late 40s, as you said, and the water everywhere is bad. I mean, look at the ocean and the lakes. Fukushima was four or five years ago, and yet it's all over the world now. The radiation is in the oceans. It's in the sea life. It's really terrible. Food, genetically engineered preservatives. Everywhere we turn, Dr. Rab, the world has changed, so for the bad. But on our show, we're going to talk about solutions and things of that sort, and I'm doing that with you right now. So let's get to some solutions and ideas about sugar, number one of the top killers in this country for everything, all the diseases and cancer, heart disease, but especially right now, there's a new studies that came out this week about diabetes and how sugar has caused major problems with diabetes. Your thoughts on that, please.
Diabetes, it results from the inability of the liver, number one, to process glucose and convert it into glycogen for storage in the cell. And when it's stored, then as the body needs energy, it can reconvert it to glucagon, and it comes back into the system. But what the major problem we have in this society is too many processed foods again. You have, right now, wheat. Wheat is contributing to obesity and diabetes big time. Yes. One of the main things that's at the seat of this, and because all these starches break down to sugar. Now, if you have a healthy starch going into your body, it's something that hasn't been processed and played with and modified. But wheat has been changed so over the years till it's not even healthy anymore.
Right.
Not what's, there may be a way that you can grow it now to where it doesn't harm you, but wheat grass is still very healthy. Wheat grass juice, wheat grass ground up, and you have it in a lot of your smoothie mixes. But not that mature grain. Well, that mature berry is right now it's greatly contributing to obesity and diabetes. Young children having type 2 diabetes, that wasn't happening when I was a child.
Yes.
That was elderly people, who had been eating a lot of sugar and a lot of meat and stuff all their lives, because a lot of the fat that clogs up the liver, that also contributes to the fact that the liver can't process the glucose properly. So, if a filter is clogged, it can't do much filtering. The pancreas gets beaten down because we eat too much dead food. We eat foods that don't provide any enzymes for their own breakdown, so the pancreas has to keep trying to produce these enzymes. The liver produces enzymes. And so we end up with a gland that's just exhausted. And this is a lot of people are suffering from pancreatic cancer. And
yes.
That's because of the exposure to a lot of different chemicals and the stuff. A lot of things that we're eating are loaded with chemicals. That's why you try to eat as healthy as possible. Eat living foods. And, we have this thing now where the organic foods are too expensive. It's like, what price good health? And I know a lot of people are, like you say, poverty stricken, which shouldn't be happening in a country like this. You have people that are so wealthy, they don't know what to do with their money, and you have others that are starving. So
wow.
We have some real serious issues here, and for a country that basically believes in God, I'm sure that there are a lot of people that don't. You have so-called atheists everywhere, but there are certain things that can change their mind, too. But, churches all over the place. All we're hearing more and more about now is ministers who are going to jail for stealing tithes, and, It's kind of, we're in a real sad state right now. But,
yes, we are.
My prayer is that we overcome this and pull this great planet out of this abyss that it's sinking into. Mother Earth has cancer. It has cancer. And when you see people throw trash out as they're just going down the street in their car, just open the window and throw trash out. It's like they don't care.
Yeah, that's right, Dr. Rab. A lot of I'm speaking to Dr. Nathan Rab, noted naturopath, and we're going over everything here. And we got to wrap this up. We got a few more minutes left, so we got real quickly. I do want to say this: that the indigenous peoples from Africa, from Latin America, from the Americas, the natives, and many other countries around the world ate better. They had better skin, better hair, better everything. They ate naturally from the trees and from the ground, and to making money, all these things about milk and the cow milk and meat and how they kill so many animals horribly has changed the whole and this is why people are so sick. I know you'll agree to that. But a quick question regarding that. People need to cleanse and detox. Your quick thought on that, because we're running out of time. Please.
Detoxing is very, very important. And the reason is because a lot of what we're eating is not natural, so it tends to stay in the body longer. We don't eliminate all of the stuff that comes in. We have a lot of waste. And if it ever got into your cell structure, you'd be out of here in a hurry. But it builds up in the body, and then the lymphatics become sluggish. And a lot of us, like Dr. Mercola stated on a program a little bit back, he said, human beings were not designed to sit all day. We're supposed to be moving. But why? Because our lymphatic system doesn't move unless we move. And that's where all of our cells are that protect us. Your killer cells, your lymphocytes, phagocytes, your white blood cells, all of those cells that protect you, that you make up your immune system, are in that system. And most people, you know, like I say, even younger people, they got jobs where they sit at a desk most of the day. So we're not moving. We're not moving. So the systems get sluggish and get all filled up with toxic waste. That's why detoxing is so important. And I just tell everybody, you should cleanse yourself, detox at least, you know, a 1 month out of every quarter. And it doesn't stop you from going to work. If you're doing the detox the right way, it's something you can do that it just eliminates what you are eating. If you've been eating a lot of bad stuff, or you've eaten a lot of stuff that clogs up or that creates problems, and back away from that, get into more raw, more juicing, more blending, more superfood, more smoothies, drinking the water, eating fruit, eating living stuff. That's part of your detox. The other part is some herbal things that help to expedite the removal of this waste from your body. That's how we can stay healthy.
Dr. Rapp, what I like about you is you're dealing with a lot of poor people, people of color, people that can't even have enough money to pay you the right way that what you deserve, but you still help them. And Gary Null, the owner of this station in New York, the station's in New York, but Gary does so many, he won so many awards for his films, his books, and bestsellers, et cetera. He asked me to try to work, because he knows I'm Latino. He knows I grew up in South Central L.A. and among a real diverse crowd. He asked me to try to get Latinos going and learning about health, and also African-Americans. We have a Gary Null health support group of African-Americans. It's the Black Gary Null Health Support Group, or the African-American Health Support Group. We haven't torn down the name, and temporarily I'm helping run it because I'm trying to get black leadership, build it up. And I've got two or three people are helping me, and they're going to take it over and just have meetings and learn about this. And we'd like to bring you in again to come speak to our group, because they need the motivation of everything you're talking about. Because let's be honest, Dr. Rapp, people of color are way behind. They don't have the health stores in their neighborhoods. They don't have the doctors and caring. All they have is McDonald's, liquor stores, crack houses, prostitution rings, and sex trade people coming in. And it's really bad. It's horrible. I grew up in South Central. I know. And by the way, I'm also working with people in Harlem. In Harlem, they have a big, huge place where they do juicing. They have health foods. They're teaching African-Americans all about health. And Gary Null has been there working with them, too. So I want to do that here in Los Angeles with your help, with Dr. Peggy Martin, who works with you. And we want to teach people of color and poor people of all kinds how to improve their health, because the health system has gone completely away. Now, with that, give me a minute or two of your final thoughts and then your contact information so we can wrap this up. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, a couple of my colleagues and I have been doing a meeting up at the FEBA Center at 5730 Crenshaw. It used to be a fire station.
Right.
We were doing that the last Saturday of every month. We're going to start it back up the end of this month. But the thing is, Bobby, we go there sometimes, and it's basically us, maybe five or six people show up. And a lot of the people in that community it doesn't have to be right around that building, but they need this knowledge. They'll show up if I get Dominique DePrima, you know, to come from KJLH, and maybe Coachy, get them to come, and she's a celebrity, so they'll come. But when, you know, we are there sharing knowledge, sharing our time with them, there's a handful of people show up, and it's usually the same one.
So, right, I know.
It's just a hard, it's a task to get people. But you let it be a barbecue. Let it be one of those kind of things where, what's this one? A Taste of Soul. I mean, there'd be people all over the place down Crenshaw for that.
Yes, I know.
that's just fanfare. They're not, you know, and I've never had a booth there and don't plan to because they're not, you know, what would I just be sitting there watching myself?
That's true.
But, we have to do something, and I'm willing to, you know, share some of my time. I don't, you know, I have a lot of time, but I'm willing to go speak to people and you know, because that's a passion of mine. It's a passion
We got to finish up, Dr. Rapp. Now, I want to have a Gary Noel Health Support meeting over there. By the way, we changed the name to the Gary Noel Health Empowerment Group, and we'll have our African-American group to meet there because that is in the community, and I will be there. I'd like to get you to be there. We'll work together to get some people there, more people than what you have now, because I have a list of 700 people that have come to meetings in the last 15 years here in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. which has been most of the time the best health support group in the country. Anyway, let's get your contact information real quickly here and give your numbers, whatever you give me, slowly, because we have people that say that some people speak too fast and they want to get the numbers or the web page or the phone number slowly, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the phone number is, area code is 310-419-4372. So that's 310-419-4372. And the website is Dr., just abbreviate, Dr., no period after, just Dr. Nathan. N-A-T-H-A-N, N like Nancy, A like Apple, T like Tom, H like Hello, A like Apple again, and N like Nancy. Nathan, and the last name is Rab. Think about rabbit and just drop the I-T. R-A-B-B, like Rab's Robert, Apple, boy. DrNathanRab.com. That's the website. We have detox programs on there. We have Scale of Silver. We have a lot of good stuff on that site. And we're located on Manchester in Inglewood at 429 West Manchester Boulevard.
Yes, okay. We have a lot of people all over the country, so they're welcome to call you and talk to you and ask you a question or two. If you can do that for our listeners, because we have a lot of listeners that are older, some are African American, some are Latino, and other poor groups. And I would like to have to open up that phone for that. So, Dr. Rab, unless you have something else real quick, we've got about 2 minutes. I want to thank everybody, but thank you so much, first of all, for being here with us. And we'll be talking to you again about some of these ideas we talked about, okay?
Let me say this quickly. You know, we do consultations by phone for a fee, which is only $75 an hour. But if a person just want to call and ask about a product or something like that, they don't have to pay anything for that. But if we have people call here and ask, well, they want to ask you questions for 5 or 10 minutes, then, I'd be out of here in no time if I did that.
That's true. That's true. Okay. So, listeners, you got it. And I will continue to talk to Dr. Rab on my own. And thank you so much, Dr. Rab. You've been wonderful as usual. And your information is just priceless. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, let me move on to thank all the people that had put this show together. But first, I do want to say that next week we'll have Peter Starr, who put together a DVD about some of the greatest minds and information on prostate cancer, prostate period. And it's for men, men are getting it in their 30s now. Prostate, it's really a bad situation. We have an awful lot of it in this country, less in certain other countries, but it's here. So let's do what we can to listen to this show next week, the week after. And in fact, even next week, part of the show will be about Earth Day and Earth Week, all about the climate change, global warming, about the indigenous ways of and we'll have a Native American on. We're going to try and talk about Mother Earth and about how the land, the water, the sea, the oceans, the air, everything has gone to hell, and we need to fix it up. So we're going to be talking about that in the next few weeks. So let me thank Gary Noel for putting this station together. Station's over 10 years old. It's the number one progressive station in the world. And this phone number I'm going to give you, you can call this show. This is the number one phone number in the world for a radio show. You can hear the internet radio on this phone. call area 712-775-6850. Here's my number in case you didn't get that or you have any questions. Call me, Bobby Elias, 323-770-1925. I want to thank Jason, the Progressive Radio Network director, does a great job. I want to talk to our engineer, always doing good work with us. That's Jesse. I want to talk to our producer, co-producer, Stuart. I want to thank also Lydia. I want to thank Dr. Rab for being here with us. And most of all, I want to thank you, the wonderful listeners who are dedicated and want to learn about health and stay alive and solutions for making this a better world. We're also going to be talking about with some special guests on what we can do to make this a better world. Thank you so much. The greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We are a part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love.